Ahead of that scheduled peace conference in Geneva, there's been an increase in the fighting in Syria. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the last few days in battles in the northern part of the country along the border with Turkey. The fighting is between rebels and the forces loyal to President Assad. But the rebels are also battling the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, a group linked to al-Qaeda. The BBC's James Reynolds reports.
Here, right next to the border, you can see past the refugee camp and into the towns and villages of Syria itself. And for the last 2.5 years, the people of Syria have been fighting one war, that between Bashar al-Assad and the opposition. But now they find themselves facing a second war, that between rebels themselves. And it looks like this second fight may be as brutal as the first.
In a video posted online, Abu Azam reads out a statement to his fellow Free Syrian Army fighters. For almost 3 years, these men have fought against one enemy, the Syrian government. But now, the FSA and Islamist rebels are facing a second war against rival rebels from al-Qaeda's ISIS movement. I spoke to Abu Azam on the Turkish side of the border.
Have you fought against ISIS personally?
I fought in many areas before. ISIS tried to kill me, and I have to protect myself. They tried to kill me with a car bomb.
Is it more difficult to fight Assad or more difficult to fight ISIS?
For us, ISIS.
It's more difficult to fight ISIS.
It's not a military thing. When we fight the regime, we are prepared to die. We are happy. But when we fight ISIS, we're fighting our fellow believers. But we have to protect ourselves.
In recent days, rival rebels have fought heavy battles. Pictures from the Syrian town of Manbij show an FSA fighter running with his movement's flag towards a building taken back from ISIS. Hassan Sheikh Omar runs a hospital across the border in the Syrian town of Darkush. On Monday, his staff treated the victims of an ISIS car bombing against other rebels.
We were surprised. Several days ago, ISIS and the rebels started fighting. We treated about 70 injured people after the car bomb. Our staff struggled to cope.
In Syria, an ISIS convoy travels in daylight, displaying its black flag. The movement promises not to surrender. It's warned other rebels to get rid of their checkpoints or face further attacks. Syria's wars are multiplying.
The BBC's James Reynolds.